Here's a request from John. He wants me to prank his mother, who is 80 years old. Her husband Jack has dementia, and he cheated on her a long time ago. This sounds like a hilarious prank call already. I don't know. What should I do? Rip up her mail?
Hello?
Hello, Faye?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street from you over on Woodstream.
Can you talk up a little bit? I got my hearing aid out.
Oh, sure. I live on Woodstream. I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
And we've got a bunch of your mail here. They keep sending us your mail.
Oh, okay. Where are you at?
I'm over on Woodstream, just around the corner.
You want me to come get it, or do you want to drop it by?
Oh, well, I could. It's just, like, besides all this mail, there's a big crate out here. It's a crate. It's, like, maybe 8 foot tall, and it's got a live animal inside, and it's yours also.
It's what?
It's yours also. It's a crate, and there's some kind of a live animal inside.
What is your address?
I'm over on Woodstream, just around the corner in the brown house.
You're on Woodstream?
Yep.
And what's your address?
5539.
Okay, do I cross over McClay?
Sure, if you want to. If you want to go that way. I mean, I wouldn't take that way, personally. I'd go the...
Well, can you drop it by my house?
Well, it's a big crate. It's like a really large crate, and there's a live animal inside.
Is this a joke or what?
No, of course not. We've been receiving your mail for a while now, and now we have this big crate.
And you're on Woodstream 5539?
Oh, yeah, close enough. So...
Well, I'm on Elkhart.
Yeah, I know. It's got your address on all these letters, but for some reason they send them to our house.
And we're on Elkhart. Do I cross over Woodstream?
Are you coming on a bike? Or are you going to walk?
I'm going to drive.
Because you could cut through some back lawns and it'd be faster.
Pardon me?
You could cut through some lawns and it would be faster.
Well, I don't cut through lawns.
But it would be faster. It'd be stupid not to cut through lawns. Why don't you just cut through some lawns?
I think this is a joke.
No, it's not a joke. Why would you say it's a joke?
What is your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I've lived here for 10 years now.
And spell your last name?
Gerbil.
Gerbil?
Yup.
And you're 5539 Woodstream.
Yes. I could just open the crate for you and just maybe I could walk the animal to your house.
You mean you want to walk the animal to my house?
Yeah. What kind of animal's in this crate?
I don't know. I never ordered an animal.
Well, it's a really big animal. The crate's 8 feet tall and it's growling.
Well, I think, I think you are, it's a joke. You're playing on me.
No, why would you say this is a joke? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, I never ordered a live animal. Now, if you got any mail.
I put the mail in the crate with the animal.
You can put the mail in my mailbox.
Well, I put the mail.
Or you should have sent it back.
Oh, don't be a smartass, lady. No, I put the mail into the crate with the animal. There was like a little hole, and I just put all the mail into the crate. So I wouldn't lose it.
What kind of animal is that?
I don't know. I can't see in there. I just know it's really loud, and it keeps banging up against the side, and it growls a lot.
Well, I'm not going to come down there, because I think there's something strange about this.
Okay. Well, what am I supposed to do with this animal? Should I feed it?
Should you feed it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know because I don't own an animal. I love animals, but I didn't order an animal.
Well, this one's really big. It's like stomping around. It like shakes the ground when it stomps. Could you just come over and...
Well, I tell you what you do.
What?
You bring an animal and set it with my mail and set it in the middle of my driveway.
But I don't know how to get this crate over there. It's a really heavy crate. Like, it's too heavy to pick up. You can't tell me what kind of animal
this
is?
I'll call the post office tomorrow.
Well, what do I do with this animal for the rest of the night?
When did you get the animal?
3 weeks ago.
Why are you waiting just now to call?
I don't know. I'm lazy. I've been busy. I work a lot.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. You bring it and set it in the middle of my driveway.
I already told you I can't. It's too heavy.
Well, then you send it back to where it come from.
How am I going to do that? I can't drive it to the post office.
You can go up to the post office and tell them...
No way. It's your job. It's not my job. What's your problem, lady?
Don't be rude.
Oh,
be
I'm being rude.
Christian.
You're the one telling me that I have to do your work.
No. If you've had that for 3 weeks...
I'm surprised it's still alive, honestly. Whatever it is in there. But he's still pretty active. I mean, he just keeps slamming up against the wall, trying to get out.
Well, you know something? I've got a lot of phone calls in my life, and I'm 80 years old. And I have never got one like this. And I will go and talk to my husband about this. And I will probably call the police.
The police? Why?
Well, because I don't like phone calls like this and a fake address.
I should be the one calling the police because you won't even come and get this animal. And it's your job. It's your responsibility.
Well, why don't you do that?
Well, maybe I will.
Why don't you call the police and give them an animal and they can bring it to me?
That's not the police's job. I don't know why you can't just do your own work, you know? Quit trying to get everyone else to do everything for you.
I'm on a walker and I can't.
That's
okay?
No excuse. That's no excuse at all. And, you know, I threw your mail inside the crate. I hope the animal ate it all. I hope he ate your mail. I hope it was
Well, you're not very nice.
Well, you're the one that's not very nice. You're like starving this poor animal.
If you did that, I'm still going to call the police.
For what? I was just trying to keep all your mail together.
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to pray for you tonight.
What are you going to do? Are you going to pray for me or are you going to call the police?
I'm going to do both.
Why would you call the police on me? Just because I'm being a nice neighbor and telling you to come and pick up
your stupid mail.
You're
not a nice neighbor. You're not even a neighbor.
I am too. I live just around the corner in the brown house.
Huh?
I live in the brown house.
Around what corner?
Over on Woodstream. It's just
around
like...
Around a corner from what?
From Ed's house. It's just down the block.
From what?
From Ed's house. It's just down the block for you. If especially if you cut through some yards.
I don't cut through yards, sir.
You should, because it'd be faster.
Well, I tell you what. I will probably call the police and give them this address and see what they can do.
That's just dumb.
So if you want to bring that and set it in my driveway...
I can't, you dumb old bat.
I'll give you 20 minutes.
I thought you were going to say $20. I think you should give me $20 if I'm going to bring this big crate to your house.
God bless you, sir. God bless you,
you owe
so
me,
much.
You owe
God
me $20,
you.
Lady. You owe me $20. What did she mean, fake address? That was a real address, I think. According to Google Maps.